Start a show, you know it. That was the band Imperial through song Honor Amongst Thieves. And let's get into this. You know what you're listening to right now. This is the world famous Rock Your World podcast, coming to you recorded from Albuquerque, New Mexico for one last time. Yep, this is going to be my last show here in Albuquerque. I, of course, am DJSB. And DSB, as you know, it stands for Sad Boy, because I am a sad boy this week. One, because I'm leaving Albuquerque for a while, and two, because school is starting up again, and, it's going to be different getting back into some sort of regime, you could say. I'm not looking forward to it, at least at this point, but it has to be done. I have to get some sort of education. And anyway, I am a little down the dumps because I'm recording right now. It's about 11:15 on Tuesday night. Normally I do my shows on Wednesday, so this is kind of different. It only has been 6 days since my last show. But of course, tomorrow I'm going to be on the road driving to Tucson all day. Not looking too forward to that drive, but I am looking forward to all the people I'm going to see when I get back. You all know who you are. You're all very important in my mind. You're all very important in my life. I can't believe I screwed that sentence up. But yes, you know who you are. You all mean a lot to me. And you all do something in your own different ways that really brings a smile to my face. But unfortunately, in order to see these people, I have to kind of get rid of another group of people in my life who I've really come close to over this past couple of months. This is, of course, is my Albuquerque music family. As you know, I started this podcast about, I think, 9 weeks ago. Yeah, this is, because I skipped a week. Yeah, this is episode number 8. It's hard to believe that I've been able to do and actually pull off 8 episodes so far. And the first few bands that actually got involved in this, I've known them for a while now. That was the Reagan Motels were one of the first bands to sign on. Emergency Ahead was one of the first bands to sign on. All those guys, I've grown to be friends with them pretty much over these past few months. And it's really going to be different not going to a show on like a Thursday night or a Tuesday night or some random night in the middle of the week. Where I know they'd be there, either playing or just watching one of their friends' bands play, or just there just because they want to be there. Yeah, it's going to be very, very different because I'm going to Tucson and I really don't know that many people in the music scene in Tucson. Hopefully I'll be able to adapt and meet some people pretty quick. I'm sure I can do something. Yeah, it's definitely gonna be different because, yeah, I really don't know what else to say, but besides, it'll be very different. But I'll be back in a few months and I'll still be able to go to the shows. It's not like I'm just giving up on going to shows forever. I'm still going to have plenty of time to go to shows, find bands, to get on the podcast, and record podcasts. I'm not saying that this is the end. It is not the end. It's the beginning. In fact, next week I hope to have a few new announcements. I know I'll definitely be able to release one announcement next week. We'll see about the other few announcements that I've been talking about, but next week is definitely going to be a big, big change. Am I doing it for the better of the show? In my opinion, I think so, but we'll see when it happens. I seriously do not know how the fans and the community will react. But yeah, I'd just like to take one quick second to just pretty much to thank everyone that's kind of supported me this far, all of the bands that wanted to get on the show, all of my friends in the community out there, everyone that's just been by my side, supported me through this for the first 8 episodes or so, and those who've just really they've helped me pretty much keep up my dream of doing something really great for the music community. You all know who you are. And there's some of you that probably don't know, but actually you actually have kind of helped me in your own tiny ways, weird ways, whatever. But pretty much everyone that I've met so far this summer, and I've already known, has had some sort of major impact over these past few months. And I'm gonna miss these summer nights where I could go out in the middle of the week, like on a Monday or Tuesday, go around to parks or go to concerts or just have a good time outside, and not in the constraints of my house, which were like my previous summers doing absolutely nothing. I'm gonna miss those summer nights of having fun in the outside world in the middle of the week, and having fun with all those people that were involved with that. And you know who you are. You know how much fun we had doing all sorts of crazy adventures to who knows where, pretty much. It was definitely one of my... It was probably the best summer I've ever had. But it's coming to an end pretty quick. Pretty much after this show is done, I'm going to post it. I'm going to go to bed, get up, and drive to Tucson in the morning. Anyway, since this is kind of a little depressing, or at least it sounds a little depressing on my end, let's try to hop into some music. And this is a coincidence. The second artist we have, because we already played Imperials Honor Amongst Thieves, that was the very first song. The second song is by a veteran of this show, Rune Kincaid. I've rarely played any of his stuff just because it's kind of a savory thing. You have to compare it to, like, I don't know, but I think that it's better to save Rune for every once in a while instead of just playing all of his tracks week after week after week, because I think the community might get a little tired of just hearing the same artist week after week. But anyway, let's play some Rune Kincaid. Haven't heard from Rune in forever. I think this is going to only be the third song I've ever played by him. The song is called Not So Great Depression. And I haven't heard from Rune lately. I'm curious if he has any shows going on or anything, because I would promote him. If I knew if any bands were doing shows, I would definitely promote them. I know Weslandia, who was on the show last week, is doing a show, I believe, this Thursday. I don't have my show list in front of me right now. This is kind of an impromptu show, just to make sure the fans have a show to listen to. Anyway, here is Rune Kincaid's Not So Great Depression on, you know it, what's it called? Rock Your World!
I like to call this the Not So Great Depression, because it's kinda sad and not so great. I like to call this the Not So Great Depression, not as bad as the first one at any rate. I like to call this the Not So Great Depression. I'm not sad that John cheated on Kate. Oh boo hoo, times eight. Boo friggity hoo, check it. Back in the 30s, things were really friggin' hard. I mean, eating shoe leather hard. I mean, pimping out your sister hard. And times are tough now, too. But I can see you've managed to find yourself some food. I know I did. I ate my neighbor's dogs. They went from beagle to bagel topping, husky to hot dog meat. Oh, boo-hoo. Boo-hoo! She didn't pick up after them anyway. So you lost your house, the one you couldn't afford in the first place. You shouldn't have bought a TI-84 when a TI-83 can graph all day. And what is this credit card receipt for RealDoll.com about? And the hot tub with 1,000 fancy jets that you aim up your butt. Don't lie, it's not a coincidence where you sit. Don't lie, your real doll told me. Oh, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. I like to call this the not-so-great depression, because it's kind of bad but not so great. I like to call this the not so great depression. I can still afford to go Dutch on a date. I like to call this the not so great depression. I'm not sad that Somalian pirates are down to their last piece of eight. Boo hoo, boo hoo, you're a friggin' pirate. Boo friggity, hoo hoo hoo. I can still afford the pretty notes. I'm throwing them out there for you. 'Cause times are tough and you're broke, and your sex doll has left you, and someone ate your dog, boo-hoo.
Yep, nothing makes me more depressed than my dog being eaten and my sex doll leaving me. Anyway, let's talk for a minute, everybody. I've been doing some thinking in between songs. I think the real reason why I'm kind of, like, depressed about all of this is not because I have to go back to school. I think I'm absolutely giddy and full of joy when I'm back in school. I know that sounded a little sarcastic, but it's not. It's true. I love school, or at least some aspects of it. I think what I'm just a little kind of depressed about is the fact that I gotta leave all of my friends here, who I've really grown close to, as I've said numerous times. Maybe a little bit involving the end of the summer. In fact, I'm pretty sure a lot of my depression deals with it being the end of the summer and school starting back up again. Because summer is definitely my favorite time of year. Doing absolutely nothing and just getting away with that is perfectly fine. During the summer, can't really do that during the rest of the school year because you're busy. I'm especially busy during the rest of the school year. And in fact, actually, a few months ago, like right in the beginning of the summer, like right when school got out in May and early June, I was actually working on a song called "Dear Summer." And it's like a catchy little song about, pretty much how I'd be perfectly content if, summer just really never could end. I think we'd all be a little bit happier in the world if, summer was just a constant thing, a constant entity, where everyone could just be doing what they want whenever they want, not having to worry about going into work. Although it would be bad for the economy, definitely, people not working at all. I definitely think a lot of people would definitely benefit from all of that pure relaxation. I know that when I'm in school, I'm just so stressed 24/7, I just can't concentrate on anything else but school. And then summer, I can just de-stress. I can just actually relax. I haven't had a single worry in the world for the past 3 months. I haven't worried about, well, what's this next year going to be like? Is it going to be more difficult than the last one? Are my grades going to suffer this year? None of that. None of that's happened. It's pretty much been me just relaxed. If the chance ever comes that I actually can professionally record Dear Summer, I'll definitely record it. I'm a little upset about summer ending. Anyway, I've been going on for like probably 8 minutes now. I don't know. It feels like that. Let's get back into the music, and we'll go right back in with Saving Today. They're a band out of Tucson, and the first time I played them was on the Experiment episode, and they were one of the highly acclaimed bands from that. A lot of the fans that I talked to really liked them. So I'm bringing them back for another shot at listener achievement. I don't know where that was even going. But another chance for you to check them out. This is the song Take My Cat. Yeah, you heard it right. Take My Cat by Saving Today. Here on Rock Your World. Another stellar track by Saving Today. I really hope that song is called Take My Cat, because at least that's what it's the name of the file that they sent me. So I'm sorry, guys, if it's not actually called Take My Cat. But I still want to call it Take My Cat because that's what it was sent to me as. Anyway, yep. Me still depressed about summer ending. But it's not so bad. It's only like 2 weeks or so until, 2 or 3 weeks until the first 3 day weekend, which is going to be Labor Day weekend. Then it's just gonna go by fast. Sooner rather than later, it'll be me finishing up with finals of my junior year of college. Going into next summer, hopefully I'll have an even greater time. Then senior year, that'll be a lot of fun. Hopefully I'll graduate on time. And then I don't know what's going to happen after that. We'll see if I'm still doing the podcast. To be honest, I'd be surprised if I still am doing the podcast 2 years from now, if I still have listeners and I'll be doing it. Mainly because I'm sure I've lost a few listeners the past couple of weeks, just because I've been kind of out of it, not full of energy. Last week I was still getting over my cold. This week I'm still getting over my cold. I don't know what it is. And I'm a little down in the dumps, you could say. Next week I promise I'll have a lot more energy than what I've had today or tonight. Technically tonight. It's almost Wednesday. I leave tomorrow and I move in on Friday. New roommates. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Seeing old people. Not old people, but like old friends. I don't know why I wanna go see old people. This show has just turned to a new sense of a low. Let's get right back into this, so we can stop talking. This next song is by Complex Houses. We've had Complex Houses on the show numerous times, and this is actually off of something that's not their June EP. This is off of something that, for what I first got into them, was off of their, I guess you could call it like an EP, Uncle Andy's Cherry Tobacco Pipe, which is a really good EP. I highly recommend checking it out. I think you can find it like on their Facebook, and you're going to get a little taste of it right here. This is their song, Strawberry Analog, First, and First is in parentheses, so that's what I'm just calling it. Strawberry Analog First. Or just Strawberry Analog. Whatever you want it. This is Complex Houses. Right here. On Rock Your World.
I'm trying to do a thing about it for anyone but
Yay, another track by Complex Houses, and of course, they are also a Tucson band. In case you didn't notice, the trend so far tonight has been music that isn't from Albuquerque, or from New Mexico in general, which is what I'm gonna definitely be doing from now on. Because I'm going to be out of Albuquerque for the next few months, at least until December. December I'll come back, I'll be able to do some Albuquerque stuff, but it won't be for, like I said, until December, which is about 4 months away from now. So for about the next 4 months, you're going to be hearing music probably from Tucson. Then I'll also have my Albuquerque artists and artists from all over the place. But here has been the trend so far. Started off with Imperial. They're from Colorado, so definitely not something. But we can call it, I don't know, Davis Anson, who I've played on the show numerous times, a good friend of mine. He's an Imperial. He's the bassist. I think he also does the clean vocals for the band. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure he does. He's from New Mexico, but the band's from Colorado, so there's that. Rune Kincaid. He is from California, I believe, or at least that's where he does his stuff out of. Saving Today and Complex Houses, both Tucson bands. But of course, before I peace out for the night, I had to give you some sort of New Mexico or Albuquerque artist, and that I have tonight. And I think you'll be impressed. I'll get to them here in a minute. But first I want to kind of bring this show to a conclusion. Pretty much I'd like to thank everyone who's listened so far. It's been 8 episodes. That's which is 9 weeks because of the week I skipped. That's 2 months worth of podcasts. It is very hard to believe that 2 months ago, back in June, is when I started this up. I still can't believe that it's been 2 months on this podcast. It feels like it's only been a week or two. Still, I probably only have the professionalness of only doing it for about a week. But, of course, I'm learning. Hopefully, by this time next year, I'm a little bit better. Hopefully, my changes that I've planned on actually come through. But we'll have to see when it happens. But I think all of you will be really excited for these new changes, probably as much as I am. And I might not sound like it tonight, but I'm really, really excited for the future of this show. Mainly because I'm gonna have a chance to get an entirely new kind of set of artists, an entirely new fan base, just because I'm going off to college. It's gonna be amazing. I'm hoping this show can still keep doing what it does and just spreading around great music. And yeah, we'll see if I can keep going for at least another couple months. 2 months down. Let's see if we can do 2 more months. I'm sure we can. That's only 8 more episodes, and then that's gonna be hard to believe. Six at that point, I'll have 16 episodes under my belt. And well, that's not really saying much, seeing as many podcasts are upwards of 100, 200 episodes. And I'm only on right now episode 8. And I don't even put as much time into my show as probably they do. I spend an hour, around an hour, 45 minutes per show with everything included. Of course, I spend a lot more time and effort trying to get the bands onto the show, getting contracts going, making sure that I'm allowed to play their stuff. But still, that only turns out like a 45-minute episode every week. So I'm not putting in an hour and a half, 2 hour episodes once or twice a week like many of these others are. So I can't really talk yet. Maybe once I start getting more and more bands, and hopefully when the popularity of the show increases, when more people are listening to it, and maybe it'll become an actual blog radio one day instead of a blog cast or whatever you want to call it, I'll be able to go for more than 45 minutes at a time. I know a lot of you would probably like a longer show, but as of right now, I really don't have the means and the songs really to pull off a 2 hour show every single week. I can barely scavenge like 5 or 6 songs to play each week, and it's getting harder and harder, but hopefully that'll be a little easier now that I'm going to a place where there's going to be a completely different music scene. I'll have the Tucson music scene, which is great, from what I've heard. The Phoenix music scene, all the suburbs of Phoenix. Now, that's going to be huge if I can do that, if I can get some of those artists. Because a lot of great bands have come out of Phoenix. If I could get expanded and known in Phoenix, that'd be great for this show. But pretty much the only way this show can ever grow and these artists can actually get known is if you spread the word about my show. Even if you think you'd only be able to get 1 or 2 new listeners to the show, it's better than nothing in my book. So far, I've pretty much done all of the work. I've recruited every single fan by myself. I've recruited every single artist by myself. And if you're still listening to this, to me blabble on, any of you out in New Mexico, that pretty much, anyone in the Amped family, you know who you are, you're all part of one big family. I'd really appreciate kind of if someone could get back to me if they're interested, to be kind of like a remote scout, you could say. When I'm out of town, they can go to Amped, or any of the other venues, spread the word about my show. Try to get bands to contact me, because I'm not going to be able to do that for the next 4 months, which that'll 4 months will bring me up to episode 24. That's crazy. And if I still have enough stuff for 24 more or 16 more episodes or however, 16 more episodes. So yeah, if you're interested, I definitely say get in contact with me. You can find me on the Facebook, on the email, which is rockyourworldpodcast@gmail.com. All one big word, no underscores, no dots, no dashes, none of that. Just one big word. Or you can get to me on my blog. Go comment on my blog. Tell me what you like about it. Tell me if you want to be part of my show. I'd really appreciate it. Just because I know that plenty of people are out there that really want to see these music scenes actually flourish more than they have. With your help, hopefully we can do that. Anyway, I'm getting really tired really fast, so and I have to drive tomorrow. So I'm gonna kind of wrap this up. I think I've been going on for like 11 minutes or so. At least that's what my little thingy's telling me. So if you haven't tuned out already, I'm sorry for not being funny this week. I'm sorry for being depressed, and all down in the dumps, because it's the end of summer. That's probably what this episode is going to be called, like, the end of summer, or something like that. I don't know. I make these episode titles up, and the descriptions, like, right as I'm uploading them, I think, what could be clever for this week's episode? Now you go bloop, 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 bloop. I guess typing sounds like that now. Sounds like bleeps and bloops. And yeah, that's pretty much how I do things around here. It's all pretty much by myself. I have no means of uploading it through like some fancy software, or having my errand boy slash like engineer slash like slave upload it. I do all this by myself. And I'd like to see it expand, get a bigger crew on this. We'll see what happens in the future. Anyway, like I said like 10 minutes ago, I still have one more song left. And that's what's going to close off this show. And I thought it'd be appropriate for my last bit in Albuquerque, for at least for the next few months, to have an Albuquerque artist on the show. And this is the very first time I'm playing them. I'm debuting them on the show right now. I first discovered them at a show a few weeks ago. Then I talked to them a couple days ago. And now they're all on the show. We're all one big happy family, I think. Hopefully we get some more artists on the show soon that have a ton of promise for the future. I'm not saying these guys don't. All these artists have promise, but I've been in negotiations with one artist that they will blow your minds when I can get them on the show. I'm not saying if, I'm saying when now. Because I'm trying to get them on the show. That's I think plenty of people would love to listen to their music. And their fan base can figure out about some other artists from here. Anyway, we'll discuss that when it actually comes to an actual form, instead of right now when it's just an idea. Anyway, to conclude this week's show, I have Martial Law, a band here from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And they're really good. I know you're going to love them. And this is their song, The Rest of Us. If I can get more music from them, they'll definitely be on the show in the future. I try to make sure all artists are on the show at least once. And yeah, that's about it. Isn't that right, dog? This is the last time I get to see my dog for the next 4 months. This is also depressing. He's all down in the mouth or whatever. Depressed that I'm going. So, depression dog and what did I call myself at the beginning of the show? Sad boy or something like that? Yeah, sad boy. So yeah, this is the end of the Albuquerque summer saga. I can feel it wrapping down. Fortunately, I'm not like in high school anymore, because high school here started I think it started yesterday. Well, it's technically on Monday, because today is now 4 minutes until it's Wednesday. Yep, so gonna wrap this up. Thank you for listening to the show. It really means a lot when I see that some amount of people are listening, although right now it seems like it's averaging about 13 listeners a week. I'd like to get that number up, mainly because that's really the only way this show can make it, is if there is an established fan base. And I know it's painful to listen to me talk sometimes, but you don't do this to listen to me talk, I'm assuming. You do it because you like the music, and you want to discover some music. So, it doesn't hurt my feelings if you fast-forward through the parts that I talk, but you might be missing information about the band. You never know. And sometimes I can be interesting, sometimes not, like last week's pirate episode. I listened back to that, and that was a little hard to listen to. But yeah, thank you for listening. Summer's over. Friends of Albuquerque, it was nice talking to you, nice hanging out with you while we were here. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see all of you, and also, unfortunately, I've had friends that I've known for probably 15, 16, I don't know, about 17 years, but for pretty much most of my life, since I was a little kid, I've known them. Used to see them every single day, and back in high school, and now this summer, in fact, in the past year, I've seen one of them for like maybe a total of 4 hours, talked to them for a total of 4 hours. It was kind of sad that I didn't get to see all of my friends this summer. Or at least not for an elongated period of time. I definitely got to see a lot of people. They mean a lot to me for a good amount of time. But there are some that I wish I could have at least made a better attempt at trying to hang out with them. Instead, I don't know what happened. I don't know anymore. So sorry about that, guys. I didn't get to hang out with. Really breaks my heart, seeing as I really care for all of my friends, and I care for everyone that listens to the show. I care for all the bands that play on the show. I'm a really caring guy. I pretty much wear my heart on my sleeve. It really affects me when these things happen. I mean, I didn't want it to happen, but I guess it happens. It's just the way it is. Okay, let's finish this off. This is going to probably be a little bit over an hour. I don't know. I wanted to keep it a little under an hour. And I could edit it, but I don't really want to. I don't see a need to edit it either. This is just a pure, plain show. Hopefully it'll be funnier next week, guys. Hopefully I'll have this sort of energy level the entire time instead of this current energy level. Anyway, thank you for listening. This is DJSB signing off of Rock Your World. You know my email, you know my Facebook, all of that. Thank you for listening to the show. Here we go. This is Marshall Law doing their song, The Rest of Us. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
And the corporate tax, while the rest of us never had that chance. Oh no. Money drained away and we will scream and shout as they seduce the government for bailout, while the rest of us never had that chance. Oh no, no, the best of us never had that chance. Peter Greasy's hogs of those in power always gets his way. We need lit for purpose, are ignored, but even cast away. Any true musician can relate to me, for the broken-hearted people of the symphony, forced to disappear by chapter 17. Of my soul, vibrant shade of life, a pure and natural, and it is best for us to use them all we can. Plots are always beckoning for power and control. Corruption in bureaucracy is very cheaply sold. Must be done for those who lost their homes, and for those who lost it all, they must endure the cold, 'cause they are in